I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. A team led by director Rory Willits and music director Alexei Artemyev offers an up-close and personal Carmen in the Ivy Tech John Waldron Arts Center's intimate Rose Fire Bay. In this thoughtfully scaled production, the trappings of Bizet's colorful opera are put aside for a focus on the emotional heart of the drama. The cast in the nonstop 80-minute show is a quartet with the doomed gypsy Carmen, her reluctant soldier lover Don José, Michaela, his innocent girl from back home, and Escamillo, the flamboyant toreador. As the show begins, a single rose sprouts from the sand in the middle of set designer Patrick Fotchoff's ring. Carmen, Deepa Johnny, picks it up, and as Alexei Artemyev slowly plays her death theme, she shuffles and deals the cards that keep spelling her doom. Spencer Lawrence Boyd, as the soon-to-be-promoted Don José, appears, and despite his scrubbed appearance, is entranced with this shabby woman. Anne Sloven, an appealing Michaela, comes from home with messages from Don's mother and a hope of matrimony. But her sunshine is no match for the darker Carmen. Nick Farmer makes an engaging appearance of one of Carmen's lovers, Escamillo, the bullfighter. The Rose Fire Bay is a small theater, and with the simple piano accompaniment, the voices of these opera-sized singers were allowed to be a bit more expressive and nuanced than they might be in a larger hall. In the full opera, soprano Anne Sloven's Michaela is often a forgettable role. Here, especially in her contest with Carmen for Don José, her lovely voice, along with its sweetness and graciousness, are sorely tested and featured. The Toreador's song from Carmen has appeared on the concert stage in many cartoons and in some crude parodies. Its opening chords are a bit like the first notes of Beethoven's Fifth Symphony. You could probably sing them. Baritone Nick Farmer offers a sterling performance of this flashy piece. At the heart of Carmen is the tragedy of the gypsy and her soldier lover. Tenor Spencer Lawrence Boyd is the up-and-coming soldier, caught in the stickiness of Carmen's web. Despite his own efforts and those of Michaela, Carmen's dark attraction lures him. His singing, especially in duets, was very fine. In the tragedy of Carmen, Carmen believes that she's doomed right from the piano notes of her theme and the message of the cards she throws. Mezzo Deepa Johnny makes the arc of Carmen's story, her energy, her lovers, and her final death at the hands of Don José a compelling tale. This version allows for plenty of varied singing, from the low to the high of her range. Rounding out the small cast are choreographer Paulina Guerrero as Lilis Pastilla, and set designer Patrick Kwachoff as Zuniga. Brennan Edwards handles the lighting design. Deb Alex is the fight intimacy choreographer. The tragedy of Carmen at the Ivy Tech John Waldron Arts Center's Rose Fire Bay plays Thursday, December 19th and Friday, December 20th. It's in French with discrete supertitles. Showtime is 7 o'clock, and the 80-minute performance is done without intermission at the theater for you. I'm George Walker.